Well, our live music excursion is not done for the evening. We are so excited to have this next group in. They're going to keep it going, keep us into a nice groove through the end of the show. It is my pleasure to welcome Sifari to the YSO Studios.
Calling on the doctor, calling on the doctor, medicine man, calling on the doctor, calling on the doctor. left off at station. We need spiritual meditation. I feel strong in a Babylon. Oh, that. I feel strong in a Babylon. Calling on the doctor. I'm sending through on Zion wires. Calling out mystic man, calling out mystic woman. This is a message I'm sending through on Zion wire. The earth needs healing, the sky needs healing, the rivers and the mountains and the sea. The animals and the birds and the trees, they need healing. They need healing. They need healing. That's gonna last. Gonna last. Calling on the doctor. Calling on the root doctor.
Sifari, live in the WISO studios. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Hey, good to be here.
What's going on?
The crowd.
Very happy to have you all here. Now, I have known the name Sifari as kind of a staple in Dayton music for many, many years, both from listening to the Rev Cool and, you know, seeing you guys at different festivals. How did this get started? And really, when did you get started, you know, performing as Sifari and then with this particular lineup of folks?
Well, boy, that's a long question. I'll try to give you an abbreviated history.
Fair enough.
I think I started performing as Sifari probably early 90s, mid-90s. I guess it would be mid-90s. You know, the long story short was... Everybody calls me TC, short for Tom Carroll. And actually, if you go way back into the 80s, I had a radio program here on YSO.
Uh-huh.
And that was my handle on the radio, was TC. And then, you know, being a Rasta, they added the Farai on there. And for a while, it was TC Farai. And then we dropped the T. I got into a deep meditation, and the T became mm-hmm. silent kind of a thing and became Sifari. And then Sifari kind of just is what I began to perform under since then. And as far as the lineup we have right now, well, you know, Monkey has been playing with me since back when I had a band called Tom Carroll and the Scales of Justice in the late 80s. On and off, Monkey's been playing with me. And Baba Kuti's been playing with me. How long have you been playing with me, Bob? About 8, 10 years?
I think it's longer than that.
12 years, maybe?
Like 15, maybe.
15, yeah. See, it's been a long time. And my lovely wife, Ija Melody, has been performing with me now, live performing with me now, I guess, since about 2006. And, of course, we've written some songs and stuff before that and done some studio work together. And we also do a duo together quite frequently. And my man Johnny Dredd's over here, who you might have heard earlier tonight.
Yeah, man.
Ha, ha, ha. Sounded great, by the way, Johnny. Sounded great. How long have you been playing with me, Johnny? About a year now?
A year or two now. Maybe 2 years.
2 years.
Man.
2 years, yeah.
I go back to the kids' birthdays and when that was, man. It might have been 2 years by now.
Wow.
Time flies when you're having fun with you, brother.
Hey, you're doing a great job, Johnny.
Thanks,
you're doing a great job.
Thank you, sir.
And then our newest addition, Lynetta Montgomery, tonight playing keyboards, also plays drums and a number of other instruments. And she plays in how many different bands are you in, Lynetta?
Just two right now.
Oh, you're cutting back now.
It's about to be four.
Three, okay, three.
I'm telling you right now.
And then, you know, maybe four or five on the side there, too. But Lynetta is a great addition to the group recently.
Very cool, very cool. It seems like even with recent additions and longtime players, you've got a family vibe going, definitely. The way I see you guys interacting together and playing off of each other. Do you find that when you get your musical players together, whether they're actual family or you know, have been playing long enough that they feel like family, or newer folks, that that music kind of brings you all together and puts you all on the same page pretty instantaneously?
Oh, yeah, I think that. What do you guys think?
Definitely family vibe. Definitely.
Well, especially the way it's written, it's so easy for so many people to get together and play. I mean, it's reggae is a simple, true, pure music. So as far as, you know, I've been on the road with UTC down to Florida and picked people up on the way to come and play with us, man. I mean,
that's right.
You know, it's not the most complicated music in the world to play, but you got to know how to play it.
But
right.
You have to know how to play.
You have to know how to play it, and just being able to do that, and once you learn that, you can play with anybody. And
well,
the
I think
of
that's
it is getting everybody.
That's right, Johnny. You're right. You know, you hit the nail on the head, so to speak, because reggae is a kind of music some people can play and some people can't. It's not about the technique or you know, there's some great, wonderful technical musicians that can't play reggae at all. And then on the other hand, if you have to have technique for reggae, it's something that you have to feel kind of, and I think that's why it's so easy for us to feel like a family. You know, we could have some guys walk in off the street that are reggae musicians, and they could sit in with us and it would feel like a family because it's a
discipline.
It's a feeling.
Tom's music, the music that Tom's writing is spiritual. It's about the spirit. And I first played with Tom, I think, in 1985, and I feel like we've been spiritual brothers since.
No doubt, Monk.
Do you think that it's the sort of spirituality that allows you to sort of take those technical aspects and kind of the things that, you know, musically make reggae, and put your own spin on it and take your own take? And, for example, you handed me a CD when you walked in with your spin of Beatles tunes, sort of taking the musical principles that are reggae, but then putting that spirit into that music as well.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's kind of a tradition, I think, that in reggae, if you go back to Jamaica, some of my favorite artists like Dennis Brown and Toots Hibbert, when I first started listening to reggae way, way, way back when, those guys did covers, and I think it comes partly from the tradition in Jamaica of musicians playing at hotels and playing for tourists, so they want to play the American music, and they listen to American music a lot. So the Jamaicans listened to the American music and channeled it through their own Jamaican experience, and then myself being an American reggae musician, channel once again my own experience playing both reggae and other kinds of music together into a whole new thing. And that's what I love about all these great bands we have now in Dayton. We have Joss Soul, we have Johnny Dredd and the Mystics, we have Demolition Crew, and they all have their own way of playing reggae and their own little variation on it, you know. And they're very distinctive. I think you can tell when you hear Johnny's style, that's Johnny. And you can tell when you hear a Demolition Crew that's Scabone playing the trombone. You know, it's everybody. Reggae gives you freedom to do what you want and still fit in that style, and we all love that.
Reggae got soul.
Well, and we're going to see the groups you just mentioned and more this Sunday at the Dayton Reggae Festival, where you all will be performing. That's going to be a lovely event, I think.
We're looking forward to it. As always.
Now, I had the pleasure of seeing you guys at the City Folk Festival this year, and I know you're playing this festival. What's that festival vibe like for you? I talk to a lot of bands about this kind of like, what's the difference between playing like a club and a festival? As musicians, what's it like getting to play, you know, outdoors with a crowd of people that can get right up in front of the stage? Does that change things for you as far as what you're going to play and how you're going to tackle putting together your set? Or?
Oh, for me, it definitely does. You know, I really love to play festivals. I think it's my favorite thing probably. And depending on the festival, of course, but I try to put a set together that works for a festival and works for that particular festival. And, you know, there's just something about the energy you can get from people at a live festival or concert where you've got people that are really there for the music. You're not the background music or that kind of thing, which is, you know, a good portion of a lot of reggae bands. We play, you know, a pool party or a luau or something, you know, where we're just kind of providing a soundtrack. So when we're playing a festival, it's an opportunity to really share our music with people, and they're there mostly just to listen to it. So that's really great.
And to me, it's about the children. You know, you have children there. You have families there. You have people that you wouldn't see in a club. And to see those children dancing, that's my heart just feels good.
Oh, yeah.
That is, like, the best part of any outdoor summer festival is watching the kids get up there on stage with like just no inhibitions, just dancing their hearts out.
Oh yeah, that's great. That's great. And Monkey's great with the kids too. He is.
Moving forward from this weekend, what's the fall looking like for you guys? Are you gonna be doing a lot of live stuff or?
Yeah, we've got quite a few festivals coming up here in September. Actually, the day before the Reggae Fest, we're going to be doing a real interesting event called the Underground Railroad Music Festival up in Urbana. And it's an event that's all about it's part of a something called the Lewis Family Reunion, which has been going on for years. And the Lewis family, their ancestors were actually conductors on the Underground Railroad. And they're going to be this year, they're going to be putting a plaque in a park in Urbana. And to honor their ancestors, there'll be a proclamation from the governor, and it's a really a historic event, and so we're really excited to be part of that. That's August 31st, I believe, and then a couple weeks after that, we're going to be doing a show, another show in Urbana called the Ohio Shrimp and Seafood Fest. We're doing an Urban Nights show, I believe, that same weekend, and then we'll also be doing an event called Springfield Culture Fest, which we've been playing for about 5 or 6 years. A really nice event they have in downtown Springfield. We do a lot of, traditionally I've played a lot of what you call urban festivals, you know, in the city. I love to play in the city because you're playing for everybody, you know. It's a real cross-section of people you get at those kind of events, and I really enjoy playing for a diverse group of people and different ages and kids and grannies and moms and dads, and you know, it's a lot of fun.
And anybody who happens to wander over and then say,
yeah,
hey, what's that?
That's right.
If people want to keep tabs on where you guys are and what you guys are doing, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, you can go to our website, cfri.com, or you can hit us up on facebook.com/cfrireggae, and you know, you might want to sign up for our mailing list there at cfri.com. And, of course, we want you to like us on Facebook and all that.
Excellent, excellent.
Spell it, man. Spell it. S-E-E-F-A-R-I-C-F-A-R-I. Yeah. I can't tell me how many times you've been to Safari. It's not Safari. It's not Safari. It's C-F-A-R-I. S-E-E-F-A-R-I. C-F-A-R-I.
Thanks for that one, Johnny. I appreciate that. Yeah. We spend a lot of time explaining that to people.
I can tell. He's got the speech down. Well, shall we hear some more live music, guys?
Yeah. Why not? I mean, don't threaten me with a good time.
Sun, sun, sun. in here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right, 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 in the present life, it's all right, ooh, sun, 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 here it comes. Like the ice is slowly melting. Oh, little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun. Here comes. It's all right, 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 in the bright sunlight, it's all right, ooh, sun, 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 here it comes.
Sufari live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. You guys want to keep the live ones going? We got a little bit more time.
Sure, that sounds great.
Okay.
Rasta, 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 Ras
Farai live in the WYSO studios. Catch them this weekend, Reggae Festival in Dayton. They're also playing up in Urbana on Saturday. Details available online. Guys, we've got time for one more. You want to do one more?
Oh, always.
All righty. Yeah, let's do one more. That should take us just about up to alternative radio at 11 o'clock.
This is a song I wrote about the Dayton Reggae Fest, yeah.
The WYSO studios. I wish that our listeners had a visual for that, because these guys were having so much fun in here.
you can get the visual this Sunday at the Reggae Festival.
That's right. Yes. Come out and see these guys. They'll be at the Reggae Festival this Sunday, Dave Hall Plaza in downtown Dayton. It is a free, family-friendly event. Weiso's own Nikki Dakota will be emceeing. Sifari, Johnny Dreads and the Mystics, the Cliftones, Jaw Soul, Demolition Crew, and many, many more. It is going to be an event worth attending. Guys, I want to thank you so much for coming in and spending some time with us. This was so much fun.
Thank you,
Julia.
Had a great time,
we
Julia.
We had a wonderful time.
It is my pleasure. That's right. That's right. For those who cannot be at the Dayton Reggae Festival, check these guys out in Urbana on Saturday. We'll get some details up online for you. But check out Sifari online. You can do a search for them. S-E-E-F-A-R-I, as Johnny said.
Thank you.
That's right.
Well, thank you guys so much. Stick around, everyone. Alternative Radio is coming on in just a second. Let's hear a real quick one from Little Comets, and we'll be back on Kaleidoscope.